All right, we're going to continue on here and welcoming up to the stage. Hello. This is Matt Cain, former MLB pitcher for the San Francisco Giants. And today he is our honorary race official at Sonoma Raceway. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little nervous. I'm not exactly sure what kind of questions I'm about to get.
You're nervous? Why are you nervous?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm about to pop. Usually I'm getting interviewed about how bad I did or what happened, so here we go.
Well, you have an outstanding list of stats of your career, certainly in the MLB for the 13 years that you were there. Since stepping away from the mound a little bit, what has your life looked like and what have you been up to?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was just trying to get back into understanding how to get into normal life. My girls were getting into that middle school, you know, elementary age, and trying to figure out how to evolve back into that and become a full-time parent. But other than that, you know, there's a bunch of hobbies that I've picked up, and cars have, anything with wheels has always been a passion of mine. So I was actually able to get into you know, driving and learning how to the racecraft and understanding that
I love that. When you say racecraft, are you racing cars, or what exactly does that look like?
Yeah, it does. I've actually done a good amount of laps out here. I was able to join a Turn 1 club that was out here pre-COVID and do a bunch of track days out here. And then it's kind of evolved into joining the Thermal Club down in the Palm Desert area and doing some racing down there with those guys. And just very casual, nothing super official, but you know, do it as a club thing.
I love that. What kind of car?
I'm in an LMP3 right now.
Fun. And your family, are they into cars as well?
Not exactly, no. That my girls are into the other horsepower, so they like the four-legged horsepower. Okay. So they are into that. So I haven't converted them yet, and I don't know that I will.
So today, being a honorary race official, how did those conversations come about to having you have that honor?
Emily reached out to me for the past few years and was asking me to see if I would love to do the opening prayer. And getting back into my faith is something that I've always been a part of. And I've, the last handful of years, I've started to dig further and further into it. So it was amazing that she reached out of nowhere, to get the conversation started. It just didn't work out scheduling wise. And then this year I really tried to make it a point to have it happen. So I am very honored to be here and just to be able to hopefully bless everybody out here and just be a part of it.
What an honor. We're Definitely. Excited to have you.
Thank you.
From the group, any questions?
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Kind of curious, do you wish there had been the balls and strikes challenge when you were playing?
I'm a little bit hit or miss on it. I don't mind the human nature of the game. So that's where I don't mind it. It is definitely very beneficial, and I think they've done a good job of trying to figure out how to not overuse it. And then I do have to say that I do like that they've done some of the replay stuff, because that ended up winning us a championship in 2014. So. Over in Kansas City. So it's been very good, and I think they've done a good job of trying to find ways to keep the human element a part of it. So that's, I like that, the history of that part of it.
And where do you see the evolution of pitching going?
I don't know. I guess I would love to see if they can get it back. Being a starting pitcher, I would love to see if we can get back to some of the starting pitchers really carrying the game deep into it. I think that's a fun art that starting pitchers have to learn how to craft. And it took me a while to get there. So I think that's an amazing part of the game that I would love to be able to see still happen.
Yeah. All right, Kaner, Vern Glenn, KPIX, Channel 5. And there are no more batters. There are no more catcher signs to take. Mm-hmm. There's no more stress situations from the mound. That said, how has this transition been from wearing number 18 every fifth day to this, your next life?
It's definitely been a process. There's been times that have been very confusing and kind of lost. And I think that's the interesting part about kind of going right from baseball and then kind of, hey, when you say you hang it up, for the most part, you kind of do hang it up. I mean, at least that's the way that I kind of took it. I wanted to see what the next part of life had to challenge for me. And I'm still a part of baseball, and I still know that that will circle back around. But I would like to also see what else in life has for me, and that's kind of the journey that I'm on right now.
Given the challenges that this current Giants team is having, and I don't know how many games you get a chance to catch, but can you enjoy watching the game on television after being in it for so many years?
Yeah, and that's the tough one. I mean, I did. I mean, that's my running joke a little bit, is what 80% of my career was just watching baseball for 13 years. So sitting down to watch a game isn't necessarily something that I do all the time. I mean, I'll kind of click it on here and there, but, you know, it's the playoffs in any sport is always a different atmosphere. You can feel it through the TV. You can feel it, obviously, when you're in the stadium. So that's usually kind of when I'll check in to kind of see what's going on, even if the Giants aren't a part of it, it's still there's something about it that draws you in.
Last one for me before I dominate this room with questions. What do you miss most about not playing?
I think not having that overall competition, you know, it's or the camaraderie. I would say actually with having, you know, the camaraderie of the guys, the clubhouse, you know, everybody that's a part of it. There's something special about that community, and that's now what I am finding, you know, outside of the world, whether it's through church or whether it's through, you know, our horses and that family stuff is finding that community to be able to be a part of.
Thank you, sir. Right here in the blue.
You were me.
Which blue?
Oh, okay.
Either blue.
Hey, Matt. Keenan O'Doherty, Press Democrat newspaper here. Got a fun one for you. Going back through all those starting rotations in the World Series, you know, the vocal songs, you know, the Sanchez's, Tim Lincecum, all that stuff. You put all of them kind of in a NASCAR race, including yourself. who comes out on top? Who finishes last? Where do you place all of them?
I would like to think that I would finish ahead of them, but then again, I could see Vogey trying to take somebody out pretty early on in the race, so that's kind of his competitive nature. But you know what? Timmy's super sneaky, but then again, I forgot Sanchez. Sanchez is actually big into cars as well, so I don't know. I think it would be a pretty entertaining battle. Yes, I did forget, but I think he would probably just bulldoze all of us if he started from the rear. I see him jumping the green flag and just trying to bulldoze his way to the front. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, Kevin Cobold, from KUCU Sacramento. Hey, so you're one of the best starting pitchers, and you used to mentor young pitchers. How would you mentor these young NASCAR drivers out here today?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even sure. I don't even know how you'd really start with that one. I guess it would just be from knowing the way that the baseball works, each level that we went to is everything always speeds up just a little bit, you know, once you go to that next level and getting comfortable with that next level, you know, pace of play. I've got to imagine that the same thing with those guys is getting in that routine of seeing everything as fast as it happens and getting comfortable with that. So it's letting that evolution happen for those guys.
And the second part, obviously, you're the Giants coaches, hasn't coached professionally, just coached in the college ranks. Does he get a learning curve a little bit, or how's that work?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I don't see how you wouldn't. I mean, that's a big jump going from the college level, even as elite as, you know, as Tennessee was, but having to go from that level. And I think that's the same thing as we were saying, is there's a process to it, and there's got to be a gruff buffer area, and then, you know, at some point, yeah, you have to make a decision.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. Since you're already driving a prototype, do you have any desire to perhaps compete as part of a team in the Rolex or Sebring or anything like that?
You know, I have tossed that around there, and that's kind of the nice part about being in the race car world is I've tried to put that on hold, I guess, is trying to get really connected with my family. And figure out how to get them, you know, through their journey in life. And then as I circle back to that, is there's time for me, is keep having fun and keeping enjoying it. And then maybe later on down in life, you know, as maybe we get them into college, is something that I could get into, is like, hey, do one of those big endurance races. Cause that's what I really enjoy, you know, in baseball was pitching deep into a game. I would love to go out there and drive for a few hours because I like that consistent pace.
Exciting. Love to see that happen. Any more questions from the room? Thank you so much, Matt. Perfect. We'll be seeing you in just a little bit. Definitely. Up on the big stage.
Thank you.